Congressman Darren LaHood says he's stopped predicting what will happen in the Senate, but he's still optimistic a tax bill will pass this year. That's in spite of the fact a comprehensive bill hasn't made it through Congress in 31 years. At a GOP breakfast in Bloomington this morning, the Peoria area Republican says he thinks there's a better chance for passage on the tax bill than there has been on health care because more Republicans share the same ideas on taxes than on health care. Past tax reform packages have generally expanded the deficit, but after the speech, LaHood told GLT's Charlie Schlenker, this time will be different.
Well, I think it's a combination of things. If you have a growth rate at 3 or 4%, which tax reform will do that for us, that means more people are working, more people are paying taxes. That means our deficit goes down, and that will help. But we also have to keep control of our spending at the federal level. That's a separate issue. That means passing a balanced budget. That means holding the line on spending. That means making sure we don't spend more than we bring in. So it's a combination of things, Charlie, that you have to do. We think comprehensive tax reform will get the economy roaring again at 3 or 4% growth, and that is good for all of us, and then you got to hold the line on spending. If we do those things simultaneously, that will help bring down our debt and get us back on track.
Will you address the Democrats' contention that past tax cut packages have not resulted in trickle down, that it has actually hurt the middle class and will do so again?
Well, remember, the last time we had comprehensive tax reform was 1986. I mean, I was in high school at the time, so that was 31 years ago. But if you look at comprehensive tax reform, many of the same things that we're doing in this bill in terms of reducing corporate taxes, business taxes, and middle class taxes, same things that were a part of 1986. Look at after 1986, we had one of the biggest expansions of growth in this country's history. The other thing is, it wasn't a partisan issue back then. In the 1986 tax bill, John Kerry supported it as a Democrat. Joe Biden supported it as a Democrat. Al Gore supported it as a Democrat. It was bipartisan. It's unfortunate this has become partisan, but if you look at our congressional district, the vast majority, 95% of the middle class is going to get a tax cut. We believe that's a good thing. We believe businesses, whether you're a mom and pop shop here in Bloomington Normal, or whether you're a plumber, or whether you're a farmer, or whether you're State Farm or Caterpillar, giving them a break. And remember, what happens with tax relief here on our businesses? It means they're going to have higher wages. They're going to hire more people. They're going to reinvest in the community. We think that's a good thing. So we think if you look again at the 1986 tax reform bill, this is a good thing. The other thing that doesn't get talked about enough is we are closing a lot of loopholes and special provisions that lobbyists and others have put in place, simplifying the tax code, cutting taxes for people in the middle class, we think is a positive, good thing.
Why is a small business corporate tax rate of 20% not achievable and have instead maybe a 25% large corporate tax rate?
Yeah, so what we've done for S-corps and C-corps and small businesses, we've reduced that to 25%. Right now, they're paying somewhere between 35 and 40%. So giving them, again, a tax break to 25%, talk to any small business. That's going to allow them to, again, hire more people, reinvest in their company. If you're a restaurant, you're going to be able to buy a new piece of equipment, maybe buy a new truck. If you're a retail store, you're going to be able to reinvest in your company. So we believe that's a positive thing.
Wouldn't you get more Democrat buy-in by having a lower tax rate on small businesses than large businesses?
Well, on the corporate level, bringing that down to 20%, the corporate tax rate around the world, we compete globally around the world, we're at a significant disadvantage. We're the highest in the industrialized world. So you take the 40 top industrialized countries in the world, we're at the absolute highest. Bringing that down to 20% makes us competitive with, again, Ireland's at 14%, England's at 17%, Canada's at 22%. Bringing it down to 20% is going to make us competitive and put us in the ballpark, and then also help with the repatriation. $3 trillion parked overseas of American companies, their cash reserves over there. Under our bill, bringing it to 20% allows that to come back to this country and get reinvested here. We believe that's a positive thing.
What do you not like about the Senate version?
Well, I think including the healthcare individual mandate, I don't think we should be dealing with that here. That's a healthcare issue. We ought to be dealing with healthcare separately. So I think including the individual mandate is not the right approach to take on this. We ought to focus on tax reform, tax policy. How do we simplify the tax code? How do we make it easier for people to file their taxes, but also get the economy roaring again? I think you got to take that out of there. In addition to that, you have to have, I believe, the deduction for property taxes of less than $10,000. We think that's a positive thing. Here in Illinois and for our constituents, those would be the two biggest things. And then lastly, the death tax is another provision that in the House bill, we eliminate that. You talk to any family farmer here in McLean County or anywhere in our district, getting rid of that death tax allows family farms to be able to pass down from one generation to the next. So those would be three provisions that I would disagree with in the Senate bill.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Congressman Darren LaHood. The nation seems at a particular inflection point of some sort regarding sexual harassment and the way it treats women. We've had horrible instances on all sides of the political spectrum, in politics, in entertainment. How do you see the national moment shaping and developing?
Well, first of all, I think it's disturbing and appalling, the allegations that have come forth in all sectors, whether it's politics, whether it's entertainment, in other areas. You know, and I think people have to be held accountable, first of all, whether that's criminally or otherwise. I need to be held accountable for their actions. But hopefully we learn out of this, right? Hopefully we learn and move on and create a better atmosphere so that this type of activity is not tolerated. And whether that means, you know, looking at our current laws in place at the federal and state level and the local level, this type of action and activity can't be tolerated anywhere in our society. And hopefully we can come out of this with a renewed effort to focus on that and treat women with respect the way they should be treated. And we ought to all be focused on that moving forward. The problem, Charlie, is I don't think we're over with the allegations and the instances out there. I think they're going to continue to come forth. And again, I go back to people need to be held accountable. We can't tolerate this type of behavior or actions in our society.
Springfield is one of the places that it's been happening. What have you seen in Springfield?
You know, I served in Springfield for about 4.5 years in the Illinois State Senate. I didn't, in the time I was in Springfield, I spent one night in Springfield. I drove back and forth every night that I was there, so I didn't spend a lot of time there at night. However, I think Springfield is indicative of other places in the country where there's been activity and actions that have gone on by legislators and staff that have engaged in sexual harassment. And, you know, I'm not there now, but obviously they've taken action. The governor just signed two bills last week. I think that's a good approach, but it's raising awareness. It's making sure you hold people accountable, and it's having a strong voice on it.
This sort of thing obviously happens in a continuum. Various reported instances have been more severe than others. At what level of severity do you think it makes someone unfit for public office?
Well, I mean, a lot of times that's up to voters on that, right? But, you know, but other elected officials and other people in power obviously have an opinion on these things. But, you know, many of the instances that I've heard over the last 2 or 3 weeks, there's no place in politics for that type of activity. It's disturbing, it's appalling, and doesn't have a place in, I believe, in elected politics.
Al Franken, Roy Moore, both should go. Neither should go. What?
Well, listen, I'm not in the Illinois, I'm not in the state. I'm not in the. Sorry, I'm not in the U.S. Senate. The U.S. Senate, I know, is taking up these actions. But again, the allegations against Roy Moore are disturbing. They're appalling, and he needs to be held accountable for that. And so, if I was in the U.S. Senate, I would not want him as one of my colleagues in the U.S. Senate. And I think his behavior disqualifies him.
Congressman Darren LaHood is a Republican from Dunlap. He represents about three-quarters of McLean County. LaHood spoke with GLT's Charlie Schlenker following a party breakfast in Bloomington this morning.